Because at the end of the day, you kind of know who you are, but if you don't give yourself the chance to grow into that or to understand it, then you can't be that. You are listening to Whitney Madueke, My Life So Far. It's where I share honestly through life's lessons on love, career, self-growth, spirituality, and simply everyday living. It's everything you need for the offline moments we all experience. Here is My Life So Far. Hey everyone, it's Whitney Madueke, and on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about knowing who you are, and I hope you like this. So I usually plagued with the question, who do I want to be? And most times it's also, who am I? But I think for me, understanding, or at least getting to where I am today, it came with me understanding my own interests and really listening to my inner self. Because at the end of the day, you kind of already know who you are, or at least where you want to be. It's just we tend to listen to other people's voices in our lives, and then we kind of try to edit it or change it up to kind of fit their own description of who we are. But most of the time, you actually have to tell people, this is who I am. It's either you're with it or you're not. And I think that's really kind of the confidence we should all have in our lives. So for me, growing up, I just would watch TV as a kid. And it was through TV that I kind of filtered and understood what I wanted to do. And so I was always watching like fashion TV back in Nigeria, and it was just this like channel with all like everything fashion related. So it was like models, runway shows. And for me, that was just one thing that was like, wow, what is this world? I'd like to be in it. And so it started this whole, oh, I'd want to be a model. Okay, no, I want to be like a fashion designer. Okay, no, like I could be this or I could be that. And that was kind of where it started from. And that was how it grew. And so it was also through TV. I would watch shows like the Grammys, the Golden Globes, just seeing that whole red carpet lifestyle. And I was like, oh, I want to be an actress. But just growing up, you share these interests with people, at least the people around you, and they always have something to say that's usually not on the positive side. And so you kind of think, okay, no, it's not possible. Or it wasn't even people, it was also just feeling like I couldn't see myself in that position. Like I would watch, let's say, the Golden Globes, but I really didn't see someone like Lupita that we have now then. So I didn't see someone that was from like Nigeria, or let's say Kenya, that was on the red carpet and doing big things. I was just seeing people that were like, yeah, I moved from like California to New York and then I made it. There was really no one from in quote Africa or somewhere just random that I could kind of attach myself to and be like, yeah, this is me. I could do that. And so certain interests kind of died down. Like, oh yeah, I want to be an actress, but it didn't seem possible. Like, how am I going to be on the red carpet in America? Like, I mean, Nigeria, like my mind was just so small. I'm still a kid, I'm still learning about life. And, I was just going with the flow of life. But then I was always still making sure I was still in these spaces in some way. And so for me, fashion design and modeling, they were just like, it was a great way to do that. It was a great way to just continuously push my interest. So I was always the one at home watching fashion TV. Like if fashion TV was on, it was Whitney. Like that was just it. And I was just kind of feeding that interest even more and just trying to understand what I could. So as I'm growing up, I'm on Tumblr, which was a great inspirational site. Just seeing amazing pictures and being like, wow. It was just a great way to kind of see the outside world from a different angle, because then this is Tumblr, you curate your own feed. No one's like pushing certain images to you. You're following people, and that's like what they're posting is what you're seeing. So you're in control of kind of what you want to see. in a way, but you're still also exposed to other things that, you know, you might not have known. And so in just feeding into my interests, they've always like guided me in a way, or at least they've always been a way for me to affirm that this is who I am. I think it's so important that we're confident in just establishing that. And I know it's kind of scary when the people around you are kind of like, no. So it leaves you in an awkward position of, are they saying no because like they know, you know, they know, or they're just saying no because like their mind is limited. And I think most of the time it's their mind is limited because when you think about it, like the world is just this huge space that anything really is possible. But when you're growing up, your society or the places you are can make you feel like everything's not possible and you should just stick to what you know. And that's really not the best way to live life. So for me, understanding who I am came with establishing these pillars to support myself. And so it was, you know, making sure that I was kind of socializing with the right people. I know in high school, secondary school, that's what we call it back in Nigeria. In high school, I was in this phase of, okay, I know I want to be a model. I know I want to be in fashion design. I know I want to be in everything that is in front of the camera, or at least in the creative space. And so in high school, I was very much aware of people like photographers, designers that I could kind of connect with. I know back then in high school, it was called famzine. So people would be like, oh, why are you famzine? It was basically saying networking is negative. But for me, it just never made sense. It's like, I want to be in a certain space. Why shouldn't I make friends, or at least try to know people in that space so I can be in that world? It was just a weird dynamic, but I never let those things get to me. And that's also part of understanding who you are. You have to kind of block out the public's view, and just focus on the goal of who you want to be. And I think it's constantly understanding your interests and moving towards those interests, because you won't know if it's for you till you try it. And that's really life. Life is really a huge, big experiment. You have to go through your interests, your likes and your dislikes, and kind of like mix and match, filter it down to create who you are or who you want to be. And so it's really listening and understanding yourself. Like, it's great to take feedback from others, but it shouldn't be you molding yourself to that feedback. It should be you listening to that feedback, taking it in, but then still understanding who you are, and then, you know, kind of adapting or creating a space that you're comfortable in. You definitely shouldn't be molding yourself to what anyone says. That is just a no-go area. Because at the end of the day, you're not yourself. You're just everyone else's opinions and views and lifestyle. And at the end of the day, we're all individuals that are meant to be unique. We're all here for a particular purpose. We all fit into this huge puzzle in some way. So the moment you kind of try to be someone else, you're losing your essence and you're losing what you're meant to do here. And so for me, I know I kind of understood things like, oh yeah, I like to be in front of the camera. And that kind of led me into the YouTube world and being so interested in that world of sharing. Like, I just love the idea of sharing. Like, guys, this is how I do my makeup. This is, you know, what I'm wearing today. And I just really loved what YouTube was delivering. It was just people creating content that they genuinely loved. So back then, YouTube was just a space that people were just creating for fun. There was no, oh yeah, this could be my career. I could make good money off of it. We were all just creating out of pure love and joy. And that was just a cool space to be in. And so me being in YouTube was also me sharing my interests with the world, and also me affirming my own interests. Like, this is the sort of thing I love. It wasn't odd for anyone that really knew me. It wasn't odd for them, you know, to even find me on YouTube. It was like, yeah, that's definitely Whitney. You know, she's that type of person. I think even understanding your own interests reminds you of the things you need to do to become that person. So I remember, you know, having this experience back in primary school. I was in class and I remember the teacher asked a question, and as much as I wanted to answer it, I felt like I was shy. And so when I got home, I reflected on that moment and I was like, why are we shy? Like, no, we can't be shy. And so I told myself, you know what? Every time they ask a question in class, if they ask who wants to read anything, I will put myself out there. Even if I didn't know the answer, I would wing it. Even if anything, I would just say, yes, I want to do it. And so I was always that person that the teacher would be like, who wants to read? My hand would just be up and I would be fighting like, I want to read, because I was trying to make sure that I was that person that wasn't afraid to talk, wasn't afraid to be in front of a camera, wasn't afraid to have that full-on attention. And that was just part of my interests. Like, if I wasn't confident, I wouldn't necessarily have that confidence to be on YouTube or even to go into modeling, because all of that, you need some level of confidence. So I think when you understand your interests earlier on, it helps you with the skills or the mindset or really the personality that you need to be on to even be a better individual in that space. And with life, you're constantly developing yourself, you're constantly trying to improve on who you are, who you can be, and so your interest guides you towards that. And so it's so important, like, we're constantly understanding that our interests, our likes and our dislikes, it molds us to be who we want to be or who we are. And if we don't pay enough attention, we just like evaporate. we just aren't who we want to be. Like, I can't imagine my life right now. Like, I just can't imagine what it would be if I didn't do certain things. Like, if I didn't start YouTube when I started it, if I didn't start modeling when I started it, where would I really be? Like, I would probably be at a 9-to-5 and probably in a space that I don't necessarily like, because the creative space is somewhere that really makes me happy. Like, I wake up every day and I really enjoy creating content. Like, I enjoy it. It can be stressful. It is stressful, but like, I enjoy it. And so it's listening to my interests that got me here. If I didn't listen to the need to be on YouTube, and if I didn't try it, then I probably wouldn't have as many followers as I do now, which would probably also limit how much, you know, I can make off of, let's say, Instagram or whatever, or at least it would limit my reach. So it's a thing of, you have to go through your interests and see if it's for you. There are definitely some interests that I have and I'm like, yeah, I'd love to do this. And then it just dies out because it was just for that moment. You know, it was nothing spectacular enough to carry me for years. And, you know, not all interests will be lifelong. Some interests are just right then and there. But then you always have to go through it to understand it. Like, I have a thing for nails now. I was never the one that liked painting my nails. I just liked it plain or whatever. But then now I'm really into painting my nails. It's kind of like my self-care routine as well. So you will see me like just painting my nails on a Sunday. And it just helps me stay calm. It reminds me to be in that present moment. And I just remember I would share that on my Instagram, and now I don't really care about sharing my nails. But at least I went through that experience, and at least now I know, like, it's not really something I want to share with the world. It's just something I like to do personally in my own time and space. But that's something like you have to go through to know. And that's really how you cultivate your own interests. And that's really how you understand yourself even more. And I think it's just really important that in understanding who you are, you have to listen to yourself. And you have to kind of step out of yourself and see who am I, what am I interested in, and try it. And I know for me, back in uni was such a great experience. Like, oh my gosh, I miss being in uni. Like, college was just amazing. I remember going through anything that I really was interested in, even if it meant me going by myself, like I just had to suck it up and just do it. I think it's cultivated this person in me that I don't mind being in a space where I'm alone or I don't know anyone. It's like that is its own experience for me, and that can be exciting. And these little experiences led to this just strength that I have in being in a space that I know no one and is perfectly fine. Being in new spaces and just having this interest to explore that space and to understand it. And this was kind of the mindset, or at least the interest that I needed, the strength that I needed to actually move to New York City, because I'm telling people I'm moving here, and everyone's like, "Oh wait, do you know anyone?" Or just like gasping, like, oh, "Like you're moving to New York? It's a huge city." And I'm just looking at them like, "Yeah, like I'm moving. Like it's just a new city." And they're just like, "Yeah, it's a new city." And I'm just like, "I don't understand." And it's because I was so used to just experiencing things by myself and being in new spaces by myself that New York didn't even feel like anything significantly different. It just felt like this has always been my life and I'm just going with it. And I think when you understand your interests, you just have to cultivate the strength to carry that interest through. So I'm growing up in Nigeria and I'm just like, these are my goals. I didn't feel like I could achieve them in Nigeria. So I always had this mentality or this thinking that I am moving out. And so when the time came for me to actually move out, it wasn't anything unexpected. I always knew I would move out. And you know, this was also me in high school telling my friends, like, I'm gonna move to LA, I'm gonna be famous. And then to actually move to New York wasn't anything different. It was just like, yeah, she's always said that, so it's happening now, like, you know. And that's just the beauty of it. Like when you understand your interest, you can quickly push yourself to become the person you need to be. You know, I'm at uni, I didn't look the part of even being like a fashion girl in any way, and so I was like, yeah, I'm gonna dress differently, gonna do my makeup better. I started YouTube, so I was also learning videography skills, photography skills, and so that's, you know, that was years in advance to now, you know, years before, you know, I'm this person now. And it's crazy because people are like, oh, how did you learn how to take awesome pictures like this, or to edit, or to even do like videos? And I'm like, I was learning ages ago. Like, this wasn't something I learned yesterday. This was me understanding my interest and really diving into it. You know, remember I started YouTube and people made fun of it. And imagine if I didn't go through that, would I be who I am today? Probably not. I'd probably be different, or I'd probably be even struggling more learning the skills, because then I could learn at a slower pace because I was doing it as a hobby. But now I am doing it as a job, so it's more demanding, and this like the world has changed. YouTube then wasn't YouTube now, and so I have to constantly be at the top of my game, and I'm working with brands. So there's also a level of professional Whitney that I have to be. And so it's really just crazy when you think about everything from the beginning to now. It's crazy how just one tiny interest that probably seems so insignificant becomes something huge and powerful and beautiful. And you know, one interest can lead to nothing, but one interest can also lead to many things. You know, my interest to be on YouTube has led me into just being comfortable in front of the camera, which includes modeling. It has led me to even like starting this podcast because I'm so comfortable with sharing. And it's just everything. Like it's everything. Your interests it becomes who you are in some way. And many interests that I've had they've all died out. But that doesn't mean, you know, they've failed or whatever. They've just all been part of who I am and understanding who I am. Because you definitely have to go through things to understand it, and you have to fail to even understand it even more. And you know, the moments where you win also shows you your strengths, it also directs you, it also motivates you, it also reaffirms you. So really, in understanding who you are or what you want to be, you constantly have to be going through your interests. Like, you constantly have to, you know, open yourself up to different experiences so you can then filter out who you are or what you like. And if you're just this closed bubble, you can't really do that. And if you're also this person that listens to other people, you can't really do that. Because at the end of the day, most of the things that I'm doing now, a lot of people didn't support it, or at least they didn't see its importance. But then fast forward, you know, all of it has led to this becoming my full-time job and it being what I truly enjoy. Like, you can wake me up at odd hours throughout the day to do this and I would love it so much. Like, I just genuinely love creating content, being creative, working with brands. Like, this is just so me that it's almost like, wow, I never knew this would get me here, but it has, and I'm so excited about it. So that's really my message to you guys. Like, you have to understand your interests and you have to push for it, even if it seems odd, even if you're in that space alone, persevere. If it's something that your inner self is really crying for, then that's where you should be. Remember, I studied law for such a long time, about 4 years of my life. And in those moments, as much as I was studying the law, my interest continuously was in a space of creativity, continuously, every single time. And in moments where I was so stressed, the creative points, it was just like my healing space. It was just that space that I felt so much better in. I was happier. I was just enjoying life, creating. And it's so important. Like, as much as, you know, there's certain moments in our lives that we have to do the necessary, it's so important to still have time for those little things, those interests that just brings us pure joy. Because at the end of the day, you kind of know who you are, but if you don't give yourself the chance to grow into that or to understand it, then you can't be that. You know, if you know who you are, if your interests lie in certain areas, but you're continuously listening to what other people have to say or their viewpoints, then you never give yourself that opportunity to really know if that space is for you and to really experience the joy that you can feel from being in a space that is yours. You know, at the end of the day, there is a space meant for you. And if you don't take it, how do you know? Like, you have to take it. You have to try and you have to go for it no matter what. And so that's really my message to you guys. Like, go for that little interest that you think is so insignificant, or go for that interest that you think is so beyond you. Go for it. Like, it's always there for you. It's calling you. It's calling your name. And if you don't accept that, then what are you doing? You know? So yeah, that is just really how I try to live. I try to go through all my interests in some way. And you know, there are definitely some interests that I like to take little steps in. Like, starting my podcast, I was like, oh, should I buy a mic? Should I do this? Should I invest so much money? But then I researched and I could just simply use my iPhone to record podcasts. And it's from little steps like this, as it grows, as I experiment with this, then I could, you know, make bigger moves. But I'm letting this interest grow and seeing where it takes me, because who knows? It could start here and then I could have my own TV show. You just never know. Like, the world is changing so much that something so insignificant grows into something spectacular, and you will be so surprised because you never would have imagined or at least connected the dots in the way it is right now. And that's just the beauty of life. That is the beauty that is everything is possible. Even if it seems impossible, you have to believe that it will work out, and you have to believe that this will take you somewhere important, or at least somewhere fulfilling. I think that at the end of the day is the greatest thing, to feel pure joy, pure happiness, fulfillment in the space that you are in. I could be suffering every day here in New York City, but like, I'd rather be here than anywhere else because this space genuinely makes me happy, or at least happier, and it's what I truly enjoy. My final words, listen and understand yourself. Be confident about your interests. You don't have to share with the entire world. You could just take little steps to get there. By the end of the day, you truly have to believe in yourself. You have to be your own cheerleader, because that definitely goes a long, long way. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed today's conversation. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Leave me a voice message or simply say hi on Instagram at My Life So Far Podcast. I would love that. Oh, and make sure to leave a review too. That would be great. Thank you guys so much, and I'll catch you guys in my next episode. Lots of love. Bye.